When does criticism of the nation of Israel cross into anti-Semitism? Tennessee lawmakers are wrestling with that question. It's part of the debate over a measure that takes aim at the University of Tennessee over its handling of some comments by Muslim students that critics say constituted hate speech. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
The dispute goes back to August. That's when several UT Knoxville students were accused of comparing Israel to Nazi Germany. Aviva Vogelstein, a lawyer with the Louis D. Brandeis Center, says a clear message needs to be sent that such comments are not acceptable.
We frequently find that universities fail to treat anti-Semitism with the same resolve that they apply to other social problems because they lack a uniform standard for determining what is anti-Semitic and what is not.
That's where the Tennessee General Assembly comes in. The Brandeis Center wants lawmakers to write a definition of anti-Semitism into state law. They're not the only group pushing the proposal. Proclaiming Justice to the Nations is perhaps best known for trying to block construction of a mosque in Murfreesboro several years ago. It now claims UT Knoxville supports terrorism through student groups that it says are affiliated with Hamas and the Muslim Brotherhood. But Nashville Democrat Mike Stewart says there's no evidence to support that.
Apparently some students got together and said, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free.
Yes.
I mean, I don't really think that's evidence of UT harboring or supporting terrorists.
Whether such statements amount to hate speech is at the crux of the debate. The Brandeis Center says that they are, when they imply violence towards Jewish people or call into question Jewish loyalties. But some lawmakers say a ban on them would shut down all debate over the Middle East on Tennessee's campuses. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.
The University of Tennessee issued a statement. The school says the safety and well-being of its students is a top priority, and it is focused on creating a welcoming environment. The school adds it looks forward to giving lawmakers more facts about the issue at future hearings.